KOTR, KO4HKX.
HV monitoring.
KQ4QHV, KO4HKX. Patrick over here.
Nick, in Pendleton. I think last time you did the net, I called in and you might have got one of the letters wrong in my call sign, but no big deal. I just didn't call it back.
Wrong, but it come up right in the computer, so that's where it matters.
You the man. So what you up to?
Stay out of this rain, but I don't think I'm going to do it. How about you?
It's not raining here. Where's your location?
Here, we're Highway 11 and 25 cross, and it is absolutely coming down.
Sounds like I might better get on covering some stuff up in the yard.
It's a good idea.
You have a good day today?
The rain held off so I could finish my tool route, and I made it to my personal vehicle, and it started raining.
A come true.
All I got wet was when I had to close the gate. So I'll take that. I can live with it. How about you? You have a good day?
Shop all day today instead of the office. So I had a good day, but shop all week, actually. I've been there 4 days so far this week, which is a good bit for me. And, yeah, I'm tired and starting to feel it a little bit, you know. But tomorrow I'll be working at the house. So, yay.
What do you do for a living?
Design engineer for a smaller fabrication company. So a lot of times I wind up, you know, designing something and then also building it.
Roger that. I took 4 years of drafting, mechanical drafting, when I was in high school. So know a little bit about it.
Probably know more than most.
It's been 30 years now, so I'd have to start over about it.
I wonder what kind of software they were using.
We were still using CAD, but it was nothing like it is today.
So I'm on SolidWorks, and you should see some of... Well, I've used all the CAD softwares, but we pretty much just use SolidWorks, and it does some pretty incredible things very efficiently and very, very well.
I don't know anything about that one, so I would be completely lost.
EA package on mine too, so I can do a little bit of analysis as well, which is kind of cool.
Sounds like you're stay busy though. I mean, you're trying to do both, draw it and fabricate it.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. We're just really busy at the shop right now. We started doing some production stuff, so all the one-off stuff kind of gets shuffled around who does it. And also, I guess I'm the only person up there that knows how to run the plasma table, so whenever there's stuff that needs to be cut on the plasma table, I guess I have to go into, you know.
I think you got a pretty interesting job. I was a mechanic for Ford and GM for almost 20 years, and now I run a Matco tool route. I bought me a route. Coming January, it'll be 10 years ago.
Yeah, we talked about that one time. I knew you had a Matco truck. I used to deal with Scott some, if you're familiar. I know you told me you were familiar with him before, but he's a really nice guy. I got a couple Matco, or actually I got one Matco toolbox. I think you guys probably make the highest quality stuff. I really like the Matco stuff, man. You did a good job picking that one.
I appreciate that, and glad you're enjoying it. It's good to hear. There's a lot of fanboys for another certain brand out there that you couldn't convince them otherwise.
People say they bleed red. They mean more than just blood.
It is true.
The reason why I'm not such a huge fan of them either is because they have such a bad fanboy following, you know, and I prefer to go after quality.
I'm with you. I look for price and quality, and, you know, trying to get the best bang for your buck. But a lot of people, that doesn't even play into the picture.
Look, man, me and another guy started the company in his basement, and now we have a fabrication facility, and we employ about 8 welders. And, man, I tell you, he built the entire... It's his company, you know, but me and him together started it. And he built the entire thing with Harbor Freight tools and Ryobi tools. I will say they break all the time. I couldn't tell you the number of tools the guys out in the shop have broken.
For HGX, it does make a huge difference when you start using them every day and you're not just a weekend warrior.
That's an understatement. I tell you, I hate going up there and using the tools a lot of times because, like I said, I like the quality stuff, so I buy high-quality tools, and it's almost like my home shop is better equipped than, you know, our fabrication facility, with the exception of welders and cranes and a few other equipment, you know, but for, as far as hand tools goes, my stuff is definitely better.
It's, good to hear. Anymore, it seems like all anybody wants is the cheapest thing they can get, and I end up fighting that a lot throughout the day.
Realize how expensive it actually is to fabricate and make quality products, you know, especially in the U.S. here. It's an expensive endeavor for sure. But I was thinking, you know, I used to be a bicycle mechanic back when I was in college, and we would have the Matco guy and Corwell guys and some of the other guys would stop by every once in a while, you know. And I picked up a set of locked screwdrivers from Matco, and that's like a prized possession of mine, man. I got that whole set, and it's my favorite screwdriver set. It bites better than any other screwdrivers I own.
Hard and tip on them, and it makes a huge difference until you go prying on it, and then it breaks off because people don't realize when you harden something, it gets more fragile.
I understand the difference between a screwdriver and a pry bar, so no worries there.
So how long have y'all been working with the company?
So, about 8 years now.
So, you're coming along pretty good then.
Man, I've done all kinds of crazy stuff that I wouldn't have been able to do if I'd have just gone into corporate America. I participated in the design of a yacht, a big one, it's 168 feet. I helped design, so there's a company called Jones Sign Company, and they were having some issues with trying to figure out how to correctly reflect some light off of a unique geometry. And so, they hired us, and I helped them work that out and helped design a stadium that's up in Cincinnati. I've designed fuel injectors for aircraft. I've designed trolleys, all kinds of stuff. It's crazy.
That means more than the adventure means more than the paycheck, as long as you can make a living at it.
I designed a rescue basket for a company called Helibasket. Pretty cool. Right now we're just working on retooling a fabrication facility that builds forklift masts.
And in the way they make them, or is it just decided to retool because they were getting some outdated tools?
It's just getting kind of old. They have a paint line that's got an overhead trolley crane system, and it'll take the weldments through a corrosive wash and then through a shot blast system and then into a paint area and then into an oven to bake them. And so that trolley line is about 30 years old, so they hired us to replace it. So basically, a good portion of last year, I spent reverse engineering their trolley, and now we're actually starting to produce them for them, so that's pretty cool.
I've been watching the project from start to finish.
It's a lot of work, man. I mean, like, I'm doing the welding on this stuff. I'm doing the ordering. I order all the laser cut parts. I order all the hardware, spec all the hardware. It's kind of strange. Typically, a person that does what I do as a designer would just design, and then, you know, other people would do the fabrication and ordering and laser cuts and all that kind of stuff. But I guess we don't have somebody that can do all that, so it kind of falls on me.
Now it makes you understand the whole process from start to finish, and you get, as you build on that experience, you get better at it, and then you can hand it off and train somebody to do it the right way in pieces.
But it's a whole lot more effort for me, so that's kind of tough. But other than that, I really enjoy what I do, and being handy. hands-on and having the ability to design it and then go out on the shop floor and oversee and fabricate, you know, is really great. It is difficult, right? But without the challenge, I probably wouldn't enjoy it as much.
That's one of the things I miss about working on cars and trucks, is that challenge, the critical thinking part of it. But I still get to help the guys in the shop, so I get a little bit of it from time to time. But, Nick, I'm going to have to bail on you because I'm getting out of the repeater range, getting in the shadow of the mountains up here, crossing the state line. But it's really good to talk to you, and look forward to doing it again sometime. KO4 at 6, and I'll be clear on your final.
Really enjoyed our conversation. Chat again sometime. KQ4QHV, clear, 73s.